This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday, the 18th day of January, 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Former Congressman Bob Barr, who pledged to start impeachment proceedings against Obama if he got elected, reelected in Georgia. Of course, he wasn't. He's going to be joining us coming up in the second hour to talk impeachment, to talk the attacks on the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and a lot more. All over the world, major countries are declaring states of emergency via economics. France has just done that. This is all coming up. But first, another breaking sneak peek at the big Louis Farrakhan interview coming up on Wednesday. Here it is.
The white race is a race of devils.
You don't know where the white devils are, Mr. Louis Farrakhan. I can tell you right now, they run the Democratic Party 100%. They've got black people in their web murdering your people, and they love it, and they think that people don't see them. Well, I see them, and I know who they are.
I think the greatest sin in the world is bringing children into the world. Delinquents, prisoners, all sorts of things, just mocked when they're born.
And then I read Margaret Sanger going, we're going to pose as liberals. We're going to go into these black communities. We're going to buy off their preachers. We're going to get control of them. And I look at the big liberal cities where they've taken the guns from the black people, where they've shipped the drugs in, where they've got the Planned Parenthood on every corner.
The number one tyrant is right here. So everything is moving to bring this house down.
I don't care what color a baby is. My soul won't allow me to hate somebody because of what color they are, because I know I'll be destroyed if I ever go that direction.
We are in the midst of the darkest hour in American history.
You exposed the abortion, which I know you do, and said, you know what? Somebody kills you and gets away with it, they need to be dealt with. I agree. Well, what about what's going on in these abortuaries? What about Planned Parenthood? What about what's happening there?
Running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
The bigger this war gets, the more freedoms we lose.
We have a fog that has descended upon our entire nation.
The globalists are going to blow stuff up and blame it on you.
Well, Hillary's the one who runs the cover-up.
Everything you've heard us talk about is now going to unfold in triplicate spades.
This is real as it gets.
I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face, it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there.
You want it, baby? You're about to get it.
We did meet the British at Concord Bridge to serve tea, be tolerant, and see how many guns or what kind of guns they came to take. We met them at Concord Bridge, and we blew their punk-ass brains out.
InfoWars has been able to break every record, infiltrate every operation, blow the criminal cover of operatives more than any other institution out there of freedom. And I'm so proud of that.
The notion that Hillary has somehow been an advocate for women. No, Bill rapes them physically, and then Hillary rapes them psychologically.
I hope the enemies of this broadcast, when you lie about us, when you censor us, when you attack us, when you delist us, when you do that, you're signing on to the other side.
These people are of the devil. Let's be very blunt about this.
Raise hell and demand accountability.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
From the front lines of the information war,
It's Alex Jones.
The crowd is now moving forward toward the barrier. The police have been telling everybody they're going to shoot if we don't move back.
Their defeat will be ultimately a crushing one.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival test is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us as we broadcast worldwide on this 18th day of January, 2016. It is a Monday. I always start the broadcast and try to be calm as best I can, but one reason I get so angry is getting ready at night for the next day's radio show, getting ready in the morning, and then coming in and going over the stacks and stacks of news and just looking at it for myself and seeing the spin, seeing the insanity, seeing the deception, but also seeing the truth makes my blood boil. And I always get asked by folks on the ground, by media, well, how do you know what's accurate and what isn't? And that's an incredibly complex question, and I don't think you can answer how a great painter like Rembrandt was able to capture the light and do what he did. He couldn't describe it. He was just able to do it. And I'm not describing what I do here on air as some great Rembrandt. But when it comes to knowing their lies, knowing what their next move's going to be, knowing how they operate, if you study something for 20-plus years, even if you're not the sharpest knife in the drawer, you're going to get pretty proficient at tracking it and understanding it. And I think that's what this comes down to, is the average man is an expert on following sports or an expert on how to be social at work to be promoted. Playing golf and being, nice at work is probably more important than actually getting a lot done in most companies. There's social skills. There's different types of IQ. There's mathematical IQ. There is social aptitude. There is your looks. I mean, there's so many things that go into it. But as a culture, people are really good at following the trends of television, following the trends of entertainment, following the trends of style, following really this false reality that's been projected. But now this false reality has been able to more and more take control of the real world. And because humans can envision what they then build, what the globalists put out as a pipe dream many times actually becomes a reality. And when you think about how they control mass movements through hype and through fads and through peer pressure, you really then can see the master design. But that's only one thing that goes into it. But when you see what they're pushing, what they're trying to brand, what their agenda is, then you fully understand where they're going, and then you can pick up a declassified psychological warfare program from the U.S., from Russia, from England, from Japan, and you know what the next paragraph's going to be when you're reading those white papers, because you're so immersed already in the psychological system, the nomenclature, the culture, the ether, the ocean, the soup that is the thinking of conquest economies. You know the frauds. You know the game plans. You know the drive. You know the mind of the enemy. And bless the general public's heart, they just want a nice car, want to have some vacation time, want to go get drunk, want to watch a football game, want to have some good sex. They're not even thinking at the level of a manager or a controller or a master controller. So the world's just a bunch of complexity, a storm, a sandstorm of work, and they just want to get away from it. They want to hide from it. And then they run into the arms of the false paradigm. They run into the arms of the delusion. They're now ready and willing and wanting to be deceived. Here's an example that I'll get into all the news. I saw going through over 150 articles today, two different stories out of prestigious publications going, hey, did you know that they just invented mixing humans with plants and animals and insects? And they're in Petri dishes. There's these little mutants. Isn't it cute? Now, it's been the same story for 20-plus years since they started reporting this. And they started reporting 20 years ago or so, about 1995. They started reporting on that the fact that had been happening for 10 years. And I know I keep harping on this, because if you understand this, you understand everything. And then now, instead of it being in a white paper or being in a scientific publication 20 years ago, where I would have to go almost every day as a talk show host to the UT library and dig through the periodical stuff that the professors would be in there going through it, looking at me like I was a space alien and saying, are you a student? No. Wow, I wish my students cared about this. I wish they were digging through the microfilm, the microfiche. My gosh, you're showing interest. You ought to come, try to get a doctorate. That's how bizarre it is to the intelligentsia that anyone even cares. Now it's in the news constantly, and they're mainlining it. Financial Times of London today, Petri dish magic cultivates a modern chimera. Scientists create organisms that contain cells of humans and animals
And then it goes on. And notice they always couch it perfectly. It's always cells. It's always tissue. It's always magic. It's cute. It's fun. Oh, there's creatures with cells in them. Oh, this goat has the cells of spiders. Oh, there's tissue in this cow in its uterus that has human cells. No, it's a humanoid. When you read the white papers, it's part cow, but looks like a human so that the cow doesn't reject it. It's a clone related to that very species of cow so that it won't be rejected. That's 30 years ago. 15 years ago, China was selling human milk produced by cows. It's identical to human milk coming out of cow udders. Do you have any idea the mutagens, the viruses, the bacteria mixtures, how deadly dangerous this is? The cross-species contamination, the zoological hellfire. I run into, every year or two, top scientists, top genetic engineers, top people. You've heard a lot of them on the air. People that have headed up entire GMO companies. Top scientists have been on whistleblowing about, yes, we found that the longleaf potato developed in England actually sterilized mammal species within two generations and was toxic. And when I brought it forward, you know, to the board, they said, shut up, we're going to fire you. That's the kind of folks I've had on. But I have run into UT professors, and I've run into others at parties and events, and they'll all be huddled around, and then they'll see me, and they'll say, yes, what you talk about is true. It's much worse than you know, and they'll start talking about it, and this happened like four times, and they'll just start, men, women, you name it, they'll just start rocking back and forth in their seats with what they know. And I go, what's going on? And they go, you know what's going on, but we can't talk about it. But it's worse than you know. That's why we're moving out to Wimberley, or we're moving out to Costa Rica, and we're moving, and we're just waiting. And I'm like, waiting for what? This is happening. They're like, you know. I'm like, well, what's going on? You know. It's horrible. I go, what's horrible? You know. Folks, if 30 years ago they were growing humans inside cows, can you imagine what's going on these giant government reservations everywhere? I mean, the word is in Austin, Texas, they've got huge labs just full of this. I've talked to people involved, and they are scared. The stuff they're doing to monkeys out at Bastrop is nothing compared to what they're doing to these humanoids. And the pharmacological crops being grown everywhere that are, and the incredible evil of it all, and the fact that you can't even get anyone concerned, and the fact that every article I read about is how it's cute and how it's funny and how it's neat and how it's no big deal. No discussion of, do these creatures have rights? You know they're telling you about it. They brought them to term. You know, for heaven's sakes, they're walking around, folks. I mean, there's a whole breakaway civilization, and we're living in a real X-Files. And the scariest part is they've got the reporters. It's always elite publications, MIT Quarterly, Financial Times of London, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, always the same people, always the same operatives, always couching it as non-threatening. Oh, they're mixing humans with other things. It's no big deal. Oh, Planned Parenthood does sell some tissue. No, it's dead babies. And it's the way they just sell it all. And you see the conditioning of the public, and then you think about, what are they doing in the GMO to us? What are they doing in the vaccines? What are they doing? And just what we know, what the UN's been caught doing with sterilant hormones added to the tetanus shots and SV40s and literally hundreds of other deadly superviruses added to major vaccines. And when companies do a study, they sue them and say it's proprietary, you're not allowed to reverse engineer our mutagenic virus. It's basically nanotech. They're putting viruses in people now that mutate by design. Us and cancer is just everywhere. Everybody's dying all around us. They've conditioned us to just slowly be killed and not even notice it. And then I've got to hear about racism and Black Lives Matter and everybody fighting with each other and all this George Soros-run weirdness with a freakish Nazi collaborator ruling the planet, just doing horrible things. And the average man just wants to talk to me about football.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
You can complain about Big Brother and how this is a potential program run amok. But when you actually actually look at the details, then I think we've struck the right balance. And if people can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress and don't trust federal judges to make sure that we're abiding by the Constitution, due process, and rule of law, then we're going to have some problems.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I'm not trying to be negative. When I get up here and I talk about the whole breakaway shadow government takes more resources than the rest of the economy and the planet gets. Shadow government worldwide and this giant Manhattan-like project. I've always described the New World Order as a Manhattan Project squared, meaning exponentially order of magnitude larger. And notice now you hear the Davos people, you hear Hillary, you hear others describing what they're building as a Manhattan Project, which means a huge, giant, $1 trillion in today's money system, completely secret with hundreds of thousands of people involved. And so it really is a breakaway civilization, but not a spaceship like Elysium. It's right here. And one of the greatest examples of that, and I'm going to go do this myself the next week. It's an important piece I want to shoot. Is the J.J. Pickle Center in Austin, Texas, in North Austin. And it's been there since the 70s. It's a giant facility. It's got all sorts of secret stuff in it. What we know about is the largest, or one of the largest, research reactors in the world. One of the largest research reactors in the world. And the reason I routinely mention that is I've talked to probably a couple hundred people on the street, average folks, police officers, you name it. And I say, do you know about the nuclear reactors in Austin? And they go, no. And a lot of the public says, you got any other conspiracy theories for me? So that's what I mean. People who are ignorant just use the conspiracy theory label to not have a discussion with you. And of course, they don't know there's genetic engineer facilities all over the country that are clandestine, that are behind glass windows. In many cases, these aren't even really hidden. That's how uncurious and uninvolved and zombie-like the public is that it's been known Planned Parenthood and others have been selling baby parts since Roe v. Wade got rammed through in 1973. There have been lawsuits. It's come out. Abortionists have gone to jail many times because pro-lifers break in. And they go to jail, too, and you know, and show evidence and notepads of where they're making fun of the dead babies. They're selling their parts. They're keeping them alive. They throw them in the dumpster. There's a whole bunch of people that have testified to Congress, hundreds of people that have survived because used to they weren't always selling the parts. They just throw them out. And they were so lazy that they wouldn't even throw them in a bucket or the baby would be crooked in a water bucket and it'd be, you know, 8-month baby. And they'd throw out the trash can and pro-lifers would get them out of the dumpster. They would wait till 5 o'clock every day. See how truth is stranger than fiction? Now, there's a lot of famous people. We've got a couple of these women on who are survivors, tougher fetus, tougher baby, usually female. Most of those survivors are women. And a lot of them, they've got big hacked wounds, you know, legs that were pulled off. Now Planned Parenthood is suing the Center for Medical Progress, who snuck in, did these interviews, came in through open doors, investigative journalism. You know, when you're exposing criminal activity, you're legally covered. And they'll probably end up winning their lawsuit. That is, the CMP will if they have enough money, but they're going to need support. But what I'm getting at here is there's a lot going on right beneath the surface, and you don't even have to scratch the paint off the wall to see what's beneath it. The paint's peeling off. And now they're just coming out with all these articles more and more, admitting so much of what's going on. Oh, there's a plan to add stuff to jet fuel to protect us from global warming. Oh, we've been doing some testing with aluminum salts and aluminum dioxide and barium and things. to. They just kind of, oh, yeah, there's a world government. Oh, yeah. And they take all our tax money. They exempt themselves, and they're just building giant research labs everywhere with cyclotrons and heavy conducting super colliders and nuclear reactors and fission fusion and black hole accelerators and just crazy mad scientist planet with genetic engineering and thousands of pharmacological crops, and everybody's getting sick from the pollen. And meanwhile, Kim Kardashian. We'll be back with the news, though. We'll be back with the news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Aborted babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday!
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, Big Bilderberg Group Company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-up in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We've got to stop them.
Silent
Green is people!
Soon they'll be breeding us like cattle.
They'll be breeding us like cattle.
You gotta tell them.
You gotta tell them.
That came out in the early 1970s. And of course, it's basically based on a lot of white papers put out by people like Paul Ehrlich, who wrote Eco-Science the same year that film came out with the current White House science czar that I've talked so much about, where they admit fluoride's put in the water to lower your IQ and lower fertility. Book's free online, 1,100 pages long. You might want to go read it. And about how they see the planet as a petri dish and that bacteria in a petri dish will eat through the base, the medium, and then they will eat each other. They will die in their own excrement. Not that humans would innovate, not that humans would go to the stars, but that, no, humans are the problem and must be removed to manageable levels in neo-feudalism run by a technocracy, a global government, with the elite enjoying all of the spoils that we get zero. And by the way, it's in the news today. I saw two different articles again. Suddenly, oh, we're going to be able to live forever soon, but can the general public have access to that? Maybe if you agree not to have any children. And you see, you notice cancer rates only go up the more money we spend looking for a cure. No one asking why is it exploding on every front. And believe me, they have, I don't want to say they have cures every time, but there are effective treatments that are withheld and that are shelved because they're seen as disruptive technologies, and the public is then given 30, 40, 50-year-old technology that doesn't work and ends up frying your body even if you survive and giving you leukemia. If you survive chemotherapy, they admit on record you're probably going to get leukemia within 10 to 15 years. And other cancers from the chemo itself. So many people I've seen take chemo who are fine and they're dead days later. I know two people personally last year who were fine with cancer, took chemo, and were dead in a week. I had a dog, a Boston Terrier, and my wife wanted to do treatments. He had a tumor in his throat. He died 30 minutes after getting his first chemo shot. Now, what I'm getting at here is, folks, they're suppressing the treatments. You wonder why Dick Cheney survived on a heart machine that no one else had ever survived. You know, Cheney is the record holder with that heart pump. And he's about to be a record holder with a heart transplant. He looks good. But when he gives speeches on C-SPAN, he talks about, this is the care everyone gets. I got nothing special.
Oh, Magic Johnson. He doesn't have HIV anymore. He's released his test a decade ago. Doesn't have the virus in him. How about you and your friends? How about you and your family? How's that working for you? Oh, they go in a box. They get cremated. They die, don't they? So while we're busy talking about discrimination over race or over sexual orientation and, oh, we got to have bathrooms for five-year-old trannies in all the public schools, all these diversions, we as a species are being targeted by the elite and basically exterminated. Now, I'm going to stop and cover news for the balance of the broadcast today. And David Knight's popping in to talk about something positive. I've spoken so much about how, and you've seen it manifested on this broadcast, this radio/TV transmission, how the intelligentsia in the military, in the art culture, in Hollywood, in the media, in the news, in the scientific divisions, and in the religious realms, the clergy, the ecumenical, the ecclesiastical, the financial, the educational, the cultural, to use those terms. Basically, everyone's having a debate now. They're going, okay, there is a planetary government. Okay, it's very totalitarian. It is eugenics-based. It's anti-human. It's very oppressive. It's very deceptive. It's very hypocritical. Okay, the whole move for world government was not to bring in world peace and to stop weapons proliferation. It was about bringing in a hegemonic banking cartel to consolidate financial power, bring everyone else to their knees, bankrupted, so they can dictate the terms. And the terms are a narcoleptic extermination, a phased-out culling of humanity. A childhood's end, but not run by aliens. I mean, we're here. It's real. Face it. Or go watch NFL, party, drink, and just say you don't care. But I'm telling you it's going on. And why? Where are the survival instincts? Because people in a dream don't feel like they've got to fight back because the mind at a subconscious level knows it's not real. This is real. The system wants you to be in a dream. This is real, folks. It's all over the place. You can't deny it. In fact, it's worse than I can say because I can't ever line it all up and explain it all. It's too big. One cannot see the matrix in a trance. You can only see it by waking up out of it. One cannot be told about it. It's like being 12 years old and talking to your big brother. You know, who's 18 and got a super hot girlfriend, and she's like, what's it like when she's in the back seat of that car with you? And you know, you say, son, you just got to experience it for yourself. You got to experience those good things in life. A woman that loves you pressed up against you, kissing her, and all that passion, running your hands through her hair. You got to experience that, and until you've experienced it, people don't know what it's like. Well, you've got to experience monkey farms in Bastrop, run by UT, killing hundreds of apes and monkeys a week, testing different psychological warfare systems, and mainly just testing flicker rates with televisions, how to bring them in and out of trances, how to program them, how to show them television, and then to see what makes them more suggestible, and then they kill them. And then they take that primate study, and they bring humans into the lab, run by DARPA, at the cute, politically correct UT. I mean, you know, they tell you what language to use because they're real liberal. They walk around and act real trendy, so they're non-threatening when they are priests of the end of humans, high priest of doom, high priest of a suicide cult. Dr. Pianca, you know, we had the FBI investigating, and we talked about it. The FBI did go there. He's on TV going, yeah, the bioweapon will soon be out. 90% will die. I'm ready for me and my family to die. Soon it'll be airborne, like something out of, you know, 12 Monkeys. And you go to his UT website, and he's talking about how much he loves Lucifer in druidic robes, and you find out he's like the head of one of the departments. And then I started getting threats. I've told the story many times. I'll tell it again because I'm just getting back to the basics. I can't help it. This is what it's all about. All this other stuff's window dressing. And we get this threatening letter you know, saying, how dare you talk about this great man? And we look at who her name is and then later find out, you know, find articles she's written about him positively, and that she now works at a big bio research facility in California at the time. Advanced genetic engineering facility. And here she is. I'm trying to find a photo of her with her crazed looking around this power trip. And she sent us this letter. And she said, of course, Priyanka is, you know, quite kind. He's quite moderate. It's only saying 90%. Can you not deny humans are a parasite that must be dealt with and should probably be extincted? To think, Dr. Priyanka, that he's so gracious. See, they put themselves in this position of everyone's going to die if we choose it. Of course, how he's quite liberal and quite kind, only want 90% to die. He's a great man. There are those of us who absolutely understand that more will be done. I mean, it's just like, what? And they're nobodies. They're these soft, power-tripping people who just get off on the idea of deciding who lives and who dies. And he got a standing ovation in March of 2006 with the Texas Academy of Sciences. I had reporters on that were there that were photos, too. The standing ovations went on three times, one of them a minute long, with people crying as he projected a giant PowerPoint of skulls from Rwanda with a red, human skulls with a red filter on it. And he said, we must basically get rid of the human population. It's a disease. And it was a power-tripping goblin moment where they were hopping up and down and crying. And I mean, you know, you need to understand who you're dealing with. The scientists of this country are basically demon-possessed. I don't know how else to describe it. Write a science fiction book where aliens do it. I don't know. I don't know what's doing it. All I'm telling you is we're screwed, folks. Okay? I mean, unless we totally break with this and realize it's out of control, it's accelerated past us, it's crazy. I mean, you think it's a victory that even the Washington Post goes, okay, take the fluoride out of the water. It's hurting your teeth, giving you cancer. Who would have thought it? We made a mistake. Take it out of the pesticides. They've already moved on, folks, to God knows what. They've got GMO on record leaching into our DNA. I mean, I can't even believe I have to get up here and explain this to people. I mean, but that's it. I'm not in a trance. I'm awake. And so let's get into the other news here. ISIS members massacres 280 civilians for cooperating with the Syrian army. Report, the risk of nuclear theft increasing. They're putting that out so when they say terrorists did it, they've got a backstory. Robots, new working ways to cost 5 million jobs by 2020, Davos, Switzerland study says. Two Iranian poets facing lashings in prison escape country. Now, here's what's really important, actually, because it just shows where it's all going. Because you have to understand, they're engineering a financial collapse to then get more power out of it and more trillions in banker bailouts and more regulations to shut down all their competition and more immunity. French president declares economic emergency. Gee, you think when you come out with 101% tax for 3 years on anyone who's middle class, gee, you think it will stall the country? Which is exactly what he wants. Then they can buy everything up, those that are exempt. His whole party's been caught with Swiss bank accounts. They don't pay taxes. That's out of Associated Press. French president declares economic emergency. Hollande's socialist government has struggled to boost long, stagnant French growth. Oh, really? Oh, like Obamacare isn't meant to shut down the economy. I love how, gee, we don't know what's going on. I mean, oh, double and triple health prices and the economy stalls. We don't know what's going on. The financial apocalypse accelerates as Middle East stocks crash to begin the week. Local officials, Walmart closures, shocking, devastating. Oh, you thought it would be See, people keep thinking Walmart. I remember seeing these articles the last 20 years. When everything implodes, because Walmart takes all the local jobs and finally the economy implodes and ships in slave goods, what is everybody going to do? Well, Walmart already had all that actuaried out. They've closed, 140-something here in the U.S., 200-something, 69 worldwide. They'll close hundreds more by the time they're done. Because that's part of the plan. Walmart was allowed to do things nobody else was allowed to do and had long-standing relationships nobody else was allowed to have as part of a strategic partnership like IBM or Microsoft in the establishment. Their families getting, $60 billion apiece or whatever that Bernie Sanders harps on all day? That's just icing on the cake for these people. And then they're there to basically shell out real capitalism with their crony capitalism. But you know who really did it? It was all the local people wanting the cheap slave goods that break by the time you get the toy out of the box. It was the people, all the little rural folks wanting to go see the big, pretty, fancy store that had the big American flag hanging up in it and a picture of Walt. I like Walt. They knew how to sell us. They knew how to take care of us, didn't they? Yeah, they did, boy. So that's just a model of it all. They got Target for the trendy liberals and all the rest of it. Disney World for the kiddies. It's all about using you as a resource they see as garbage they want to take out with the trash. We're going to come back with the latest on the election, Trump, the economy, and more.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax high performance shower filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax shower filter from ProPure today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway.
Use it only. All right, David Knight has some good news for us. And I started to get into this earlier, but I didn't. So I'm going to do that in just a moment. He'll be with us 5 minutes in the next hour. He and Jakari Jackson are going to be breaking it down in the fourth hour today. Those two co-hosting the fourth hour and a lot more. But 13 hours gets a good review from David Knight and Jakari Jackson. So that's coming up in the fourth hour. And that's part of the positive thing I was saying, where the intelligentsia is now really having a discussion. For the first time ever, the intelligentsia right below the elite of decompartmentalization about the horrible world the globalists are building, using our resources, our time and energy, and our acquiescence. And the fact that this new film just blames the government, blames those above, the CIA and the State Department, and says there was a stand down, which there was, for 13 hours, really about 8 from the time they absolutely knew. And the fact that Michael Bay would put that out shows the rebellion I'm talking about in Hollywood. I haven't talked to Michael Bay, but I've talked to pretty much everybody else. I mean, a lot of top people. I mean, Chris Carter's a listener. I'm going to leave it at that, but look for something on that front very soon. People really understand this is for real now, folks. This is for real. They're not just buying into the system anymore. And it's system-wide. It's a big game changer. Briefly, we have a new shower filter in that has a much quicker flow. I am very, very proud of it. It's put out by ProPure, the ProMax. And it basically cuts everything out or reduces it down to basically non-detectable levels, the fluoride, the glyphosate, and it has a fast flow rate, and it's very inexpensive with promo code WATER. You get 10% off, and your purchase makes it possible. And folks are really, really liking the special right now because it is such a really good deal, and that helps fund our operation. So thank you all for your support. We are ending several specials today. At the end of the show, and they're gone. I've extended them. I tend to do that a few days. 6 months free for InfoWars Nightly News. 20 people can use each membership. We've never done 6 months free. We're doing 6 months free. It takes about a minute to sign up. 20 people can use your membership. PrisonPlanet.tv, 6 months free. Also, the colloidal silver being 50% off with a bottle of X2 Nascent Iodine. That ends today as well. And there are some other specials now on the site as well. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out or give us a call, 888-253-3139. David will be with me 5 minutes into the next hour. Then Bob Barr comes on about impeachment more, the former congressman that actually did start the impeachment against William Jefferson Clinton. But this is just another sign that there's a battle in Hollywood that I've been told about for years behind the scenes, but now is becoming very, very evident. And we're telling folks in Hollywood, show us which side you're on. And we're really seeing it more and more, David Knight.
Yeah, Alex, it's interesting in this movie, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are not mentioned by name. This is not a polemic against them. What you see from this is told from the perspective of the soldiers, the people who are serving a bureaucracy that doesn't have any clear mission, doesn't have any moral principles, has no regard for the people who serve it. And it makes the point very clear that when you serve that kind of government will callously allow you to die and twist in the wind. The one thing I would change about this, if I was going to give them any direction on this, you see the timeline going, and it's absolutely amazing to watch this unfold, even though it's not in real time. You know, it's a couple hours instead of the 13 hours. But I would have them count this up and say, this is hour number this, this is hour number this. They say at one point, a 20-minute delay is going to change this from a rescue mission into a suicide mission, and that's very clear.
Come back and tell us more about the film. Spoiler alert straight ahead, but obviously, folks, Benghazi, it's known what happened. But talking to David, he's talking to Jakari, they say that it basically, they use the word stand down and point out that those above them have ordered a stand down, and the CIA is really upset about it because the truth's coming out. This is a big deal, folks. This really shows that they can't control everybody in Hollywood if folks start saying no.